Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. How many of us are really ready the next 3 days to receive from God? Are you sure you're ready for the next 3 days? I am sure beyond all reasonable doubts that it will be an encounter. And that's why for the next 3 days, I will encourage you to turn on your faith button. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. And by the power of faith, we call the things that be not as though they were. Are we here together? Jesus Christ said, have the faith of God. He didn't just say have faith in God. He said have the God kind of faith. If thou shalt say unto this mountain, be moved and be turned to the sea, without doubting in your heart, he says the mountain will do what? It will move. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in the next 3 days, your testimony will not wait till the end of January. The manifestations will not wait till the end of the month. Within the next 3 days, you'll begin to show up in the name of Jesus. We're going to take a few prayer points this evening, then we'll get into the word. Now, the reason, the concept behind Accelerate, or the mind behind Accelerate, is that we come together in this holy convocation so that we can receive wisdom and impartation that will help us, grant us speed, enhance our walk in the new year. And child of God, listen to me wherever you are. If you have friends, family members, I advise you to send link to them, say connect, because I am sure that as the word of God begins to come, something spectacular will drop. Testimonies will break forth in the name of Jesus. Psalm 90 verse 14, we're going to start from there. We're going to pray a little bit tonight, and I'll get us into the word of God. Psalm 90 verse 14. Everybody, we're going to read it together in concert. Thank you, choir. We're going to read it together in concert. One, two, go. One more time. Can we do it again now? Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. The key there is satisfy us early. There's such a thing as early in the morning. There's such a thing as the early part of the year. And there are certain people between now and March, you're already receiving satisfactions. I speak by the Spirit. Listen to me. The Bible says he performs the counsel of his messengers. I have come as a messenger of God in this meeting, and I came to declare to people under the sound of my voice, wherever you are, early satisfaction in the name of Jesus. Early satisfaction means that you're experiencing the goodness of God, the favor of God, the breakthroughs at the beginning of the year. You don't have to wait to the end. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It says, satisfy us early. Why? He said, the rest of the year will be rejoicing, that we may rejoice and be glad all the remaining part of the year. Why? Because you satisfied us early. When there is no early satisfaction, sometimes there will be pressure. That's why people are under pressure. That's why people in the month of September, October, they are rushing. Hey, last minute. No, when there's early satisfaction, you are calm. When you have experienced early satisfaction, what your discussion will be, God, with God will be crown the year. But when you have not experienced anything, you're saying, God, what will you do? When will you do it? That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Early satisfaction is yours in the name of Jesus. Early satisfaction is receiving answers to prayers, divine help, strategic opportunities in the first quarter of the year. The first quarter. Do you know the first quarter of this year is so loaded? How many of you know it's so loaded? Kai. The first quarter of the year is so, as I speak, this month of January, some people have started experiencing dissatisfaction already. Some people are already seeing the mighty hand of God. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in this meeting, you will experience the mighty hand of God. Your family will experience the mighty hand of God. Your siblings will see a turnaround. Your children, your parents will see a turnaround. In the name of Jesus. The first quarter of the year, instead of struggling through the year, and you get to the point where you're now saying every delay. No. In the first quarter, we're saying deliver what you're supposed to deliver. January, February, March, deliver what you're supposed to deliver. It means that you are starting the year with clarity. You can't get to say January, February, March, April, by September, say, I'm not really sure. You know, they said that this year, they said that what? By the time we get to that part of the year, you are looking like this and you are saying, wow, see what the Lord has done. Are you getting what I'm saying, child of God? That will be your portion in the name of Jesus. You're starting the year with clarity of purpose and vision. You're starting the year with provision for the vision. You're starting the year with the resources to start the business. You're starting the year with understanding and how to go about your career. You're starting the year not stranded. I declare somebody under the sound of my voice, you are receiving early satisfaction. You are starting the year with divine encounters. Oh, I say God is setting the tone for a glorious year for you. It's a victorious year for you. Walk up to seven people, tell them it's a victorious year for you. Another person, change. Look for another person, tell them again. It's a victorious year for you. By the Spirit. It's a victorious year for you. By the Spirit. I came to announce again by the word of the Lord. By the Spirit of God. This year, between now and March, you are already celebrating. I say you are already celebrating. In the name of Jesus. Joseph moved from prison to the palace in one day. Everything shifted. Pharaoh told him, he said, the only place where I am greater than you now is on the throne. Joseph, take over. He came out from the prison today and he became prime minister today. Early satisfaction. You will not have to struggle. You will not have to lobby. You will not have to drag. You will not have to beg. Early satisfaction is yours in the name of Jesus. Samuel encountered God as a little boy. And he became a great prophet all the days of his life. As a little boy, he encountered God. The first time he even heard the voice of God, he didn't even understand it. It was Eli that said, this is what it means. He heard the voice of God. He didn't wait until they said, you need to go to the seminary and become very mature. Go to the school of the prophets. There were people in the school of the prophets. But God decided to raise this one by himself. Somebody, you are the one that God has decided to raise. I say you are the one that God has decided to raise in the name of Jesus. The need for prayer for early satisfaction. Don't sit yet. We're going to pray. It's a two kind of meeting, prayer and the word. Yes. Are you ready here? God desires that we begin the year with joy, not struggle. When we experience early breakthroughs, we have strength and momentum for the rest of the year. There's a kind of joy you experience when something comes in. There's a kind of joy you experience when you know something is happening already. Delay is not the plan of God. Every delay, most of the time, is as a result of some kind of distortions, lack of clarity, satanic manipulations, and all that. Most of the times, that's what delay represents. Somebody under the sound of my voice, unnecessary prolonged situations, every delay that is demonically instigated, I declare it is broken today in the name of Jesus. I say the backbone of delay is broken in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. At the top of your voice, somebody say, dear Father, this year 2025, satisfy me early, satisfy my family early. Let my experience be your goodness, favor, mercy in January, February, March. No delay, no setback. Satisfy me early. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let my experience be your goodness, your favor, your mercy in January, February, March. Early satisfaction in the first quarter of the year. Early satisfaction in this first quarter of the year. Samanaga babai berondele. Eswaraga babababababababababa. Shanaga baraga barege dele boshai. Samanaga babababababababababa. Eswenaga dele boruai. Shanaga babababababababababababa. Aliene ko swenende rushka. Shemene kedele bo shalaga babababababababa. Rakabaide mo shandele. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound louder. Isaiah 60 verse 11. It says your gate will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that people may bring you the wealth of the nations. The kings led in triumphal procession. Your gates shall always be open. It says they will never be shut, day or night. When your gates are open, it means people can access you with blessings. People that can access you with opportunities. People can access you with favors. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I came to prophesy to you tonight that your gates of 2025, they are constantly open. I said they are constantly open in the name of Jesus. Can you say, dear Father, let my helpers locate me, my doors of opportunities. Open speedily, open speedily, open speedily. Lift up your voice and decree right now, my gates are open, let the contracts come. My gates are open, let the business come. My gates are open, let the favor come. My gates are open, let the scholarship come. My gates are open, let the baby come. My gates are open, let the job come. My gates are open. My gates are open. According to the word of the Lord, my gates are open. Esiene ko subrende rubashai. Shababai babai babai ba. Ebeliene ko subregende rubashai. Raga babai babai. Esomene gedele rubashai. Call your name and say, my gates are open. Mavis, your gates are open. Mavis, your gates are open. Mavis, your gates are open. Gates of honor. Gates of favor. Gates of breakthroughs. Gates of opportunities. Gates of profitable deals. Gates of ministry expansion. Gates of ministry open doors. My gates are open. The gates are still open. The results can change. The gates are still open.
academic results, medical reports. The gates are open. 7 days in the ride. The gates are open. Call that your brother's name. Call that your sister's name. Call your father's name. And say, your gates are open. Your gates are open. Your gates are open. Your gates are open. Gates of admission. Gates of job opportunities. Gates of favor. Gates of profitable deals. Gates of career advancement. The gates are open. Ibelele mo shoba baye. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
I can hear your amen louder.
Amen.
Say, I declare 2025, my testimony comes early. These words, they are words that God will honor. Angels are dispatched working with us in Accelerate 2025. And the Bible says the angels, they do well to execute the counsels of God. I declare all the angels as they hear these words by the Spirit of God, your testimonies will come early. I say your testimony will come early. The rest of the year will be rejoicing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Declare, say 2025. My testimonies come early. I will not struggle through the year. I will not drag through the year. I receive divine speed and manifestation now. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Ezebenei kabaya, zwaraga babaya, shemenegedele busunde. My testimonies come early. My testimonies come early. Your healing is now. You don't have to wait. Your joy is now. You don't have to wait. Your deliverance is now. The breakthrough is now. Shemeliego robo swara gabai. Ekliande ruane go susi baroya. Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Are you praying? Shemeneke lebo soy. Raga babai babai ba. Shemeneke lebo ruai. Shemeneke lebo ruandele. Somebody, I guess you so break aside. Who will lead us, speak of the Holy Ghost? I am faithful. I am working in a barn. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Every satanic or demonic entity positioned to cause delay, I declare right now, get out of the way in the name of Jesus. When Daniel started to pray, the prince of Persia was positioned to cause delay. And the Bible says, God telling him, he said, since the day you started praying, we delivered answer. But it took 21 days, 3 weeks, for the testimony to come. By that time, some people would have given up. By that time, some people would have gotten tired. So you're going to pray against every satanic or demonic entity positioned, and they say, this one, your assignment is just delayed, delayed, delay the marriage, delay the business, delay the job, so that she will start confessing negative. And as he or she's confessing negative, everything will cancel. I declare by the hand of the Lord, that demonic entity, that satanic entity, we command you, get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Get out of the way in the name of Jesus. Angelic reinforcements to stop every satanic and demonic entity positioned by hell to bring about the delay of that job, delay of that child, delay of that business, delay of that career, delay of that opportunity, delay of that admission, delay of that contract. I declare, be taken off the way in the name of Jesus. At the set time, your answer will come. At the set time, your testimony delivered. In the name of Jesus.
Sit up in heavenly places. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Thank you for what you are doing already. Thank you for the things that you are set to do. Thank you for testimonies that will come instantly. Thank you for the testimonies that will be delivered within the 3 days. Between now and Sunday, people are already coming with their testimonies. Between now and Sunday, people are already coming with their testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. I'm going to try to do a little bit of an expose on this scripture. Except as otherwise led by the Spirit. But for now, this is where we're going to be. Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 1. Are we ready to read? Everybody, let us read it together. One to go. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Hold on. Everything that is said here in chapter 1 is as a result of the thing that happened in the first line. The hand of the Lord. I'm glad a little bit. I could stay on the hand of the Lord. I'll just try to stay. I could preach a whole sermon on it. But I'll see if I can stay on that hand of the Lord in another 5-10 minutes. And it's going to be a prophetic one for somebody today. Because I see this hand of God changing things in your life. For God to do anything here, he had to start. Ezekiel said, the hand of the Lord came upon me. That's how he started. The hand of the Lord came upon me. It was that hand that brought me out. In other words, by myself, I would have remained lazy. By myself, I would not be able to do anything. Probably Ezekiel had been sitting down and waiting and dragging. Then all of a sudden, God said, Ezekiel, it is time to make a move. So the hand of the Lord came upon him. In this Accelerate 2025, you don't know what the hand of the Lord is. I will show you a little bit. I will explain a little bit what the hand of the Lord can do. So that by the time we're done looking at the hand of the Lord, somebody, you will respect any person on whose head you see the hand of God. And every devil that has not respected you before now, every situation that has not respected you before now, because the hand of the Lord is coming heavy upon you, I declare everything will begin to give way in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord was the major catalyst for the acceleration and speed that happened in Ezekiel chapter 37. It started with the hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. Child of God, in this year 2025, people will see the hand of God upon your life. Aya kamina koskapai darabash. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 10, he said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. He said, yea, I will help thee. Yea, how will it happen? He said, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So the reason he's not afraid is because of the hand of the Lord. The reason he's not dismayed is because of the hand of the Lord. The reason you are strengthened is because of the hand of the Lord. Somebody, under the sound of my voice, I came to prophesy to you tonight. The hand of the Lord is resting upon you for a shift, for a change of levels, in the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your head. Say, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Put your hand on your head. Say, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Jump up on your feet. Say, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Pace around. Say, the hand of the Lord is upon me. Pace around. Move around. Go ahead and declare, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The same hand that came upon Ezekiel and the valley of dry bones was turned around. The same hand that came upon Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones were turned around. The same hand upon Elijah, he outran the horse and the chariot of Ahab. The hand of the Lord is upon me. Shakapai. Hey, ombe misare, owo oluwambe, lori ayemi, ombe mifo, sabane menekede lebo swai, ayakabababababababa, esenekede lebo rogobo sogodolobo shai. The hand of the Lord, 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 the hand of the Lord. It will be evident upon your life this year. It will be clear upon your life this year. Everyone will see the hand of the Lord. They will see the hand of the Lord. It will touch down your brain. In your academics, the hand of the Lord. In your career, the hand of the Lord. In your business, the hand of the Lord. In your finances, the hand of the Lord. Shabbatai Gababai. The hand of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. He said, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 12, he said, both riches and honor come from thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand, somebody say, in thy hand. He said, in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Somebody, in the year 2025, the riches and honor in the hand of the Lord is transferred to your hands. I say it's transferred to your hands. I say it's transferred to your hands in the name of Jesus. He said, in thy hand it is to make great. In thy hand it is to make great. In other words, in the hand of the Lord, nobody can be there and be made small. I came to prophesy, because the hand of the Lord is upon you. You are sitting upon greatness. You are riding upon the wings of greatness. Somebody shout, the hand of the Lord. Say, the hand of the Lord. Walk up to three people, tell them, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The hand of the Lord is upon me for greatness. The hand of the Lord is upon me for change of levels. The hand of the Lord is upon me for a new thing. Rababai babanda rebashai. Abenigadoskapaide. Erienekosubenendesh.
Look up here. The hand of the Lord in Ezra chapter 7 verse 6. He said, this Ezra went up from Babylon and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord, the God of Israel, had given. The Bible says, and the king granted him all his requests. Why? According to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. The king granted him all his requests according to the hand of the Lord, his God, upon him. Somebody, you have not known the hand of God like this before. God said to expound it so that you can see it. The hand that carried Ezekiel was not ordinary. I came to prophesy that the hand of the Lord will cause men to grant you your request. I said they will grant you your request. It might not be their desire, but they will grant you your request. If they have said no before, when you go back now, they will say yes. Because of the hand of the Lord, they will say yes. I said the hand of the Lord is moving you around. It's touching the heart of men. Hey, he said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord, and he moves it wherever he wills. Every heart that God needs to move in your favor, every heart that God needs to move to your advantage, by the hand of the Lord, I declare they are moved in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Psalm 118 verse 16. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Another word there is that the right hand of the Lord does forceful things. Everything that the hand of the Lord must move by force. Everything that the hand of the Lord must change by force. Everything that the hand of the Lord must transform by force. I declare today, the hand of the Lord is doing valiant things in your life. I say it is doing valiant things in your life in the name of Jesus. Psalm 104 verse 28. He said, thou hast given them their gather. Thou hast given them their gather. Thou openest thy hand. They are filled with good. Look at your neighbor. Walk around. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, neighbor. God has opened his hand. My life is filled with good now. God has opened his hand. God has opened his hand. God has opened his hand. My life is filled with goodness. God has opened his hand over my family. God has opened his hand over my career. God has opened his hand over my business. The hand of the Lord is upon. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He carried me by the hand of the Lord. He carried me by the hand of the Lord. As small as I am, when the hand of the Lord carries me, I look big in the eyes of people. Because a big God, when he carries you, you are no longer looking small. In the year 2025, it is the hand of the Lord that is exalting you. It is the hand of the Lord that is changing your position. It is the hand of the Lord that is touching your family. Somebody shout it louder. Amen. Acts 11:21. He said, and the hand of the Lord was with them. What happened? And a great number believed and they turned to the Lord. In other words, the apostles got results by the hand of the Lord. Hey, if not for the hand of the Lord, they would have been struggling in vain. They would have been struggling hard and not getting results. Somebody under the sound of my voice, in 2025, God is accelerating and speeding up your efforts. It's a prophetic meeting tonight. God said to prophesy, Rapapaipa. He told me that he performs the counsel of his messengers. Believe on the Lord your God, you'll be established. Believe on his prophets, you will prosper. I came to prophesy by the hand of the Lord. Every door that has not opened, the hand of the Lord will open the doors. The hand of the Lord will open the doors. The hand of the Lord will turn around the situations. You will receive calls from your house that God has changed things. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When God wants to deliver a people, he sends a prophetic word to them. This month of January, in this meeting, God has decided to do us well with a prophetic word. By a prophet, he brought them out of the land of Egypt. By a prophet, he preserved them. And the word of God is a more sure word of prophecy. And I came to you this evening. I came to announce to somebody, by the hand of the Lord, everything is turning around for your good.
Everything is turning around for your good. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said to them, look at now, in Ezekiel, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand. My Father which giveth them is greater than I, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Are you afraid of your future? Are you afraid of your career? Are you afraid of November, September, July? It is in the hand of the Lord. If something is in the hand of the Lord, it cannot be plucked out. I came to announce to somebody, your career cannot be plucked out. Your baby, your womb, your children, your career, your parents, your job cannot be plucked out. It is in the hand of the Lord, it cannot be plucked out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus wanted them to know where it is. So he said, it is in the hand of God. They can't pluck it out. No scheme of man, no plan of hell, no strategy of the devil. Sometimes the devil said, you can't serve God very well in 2025. I know you are going back to where you're coming from. You had in 2025. In the name of Jesus. In Psalm 139 verse 10, he said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. Your hand will lead me. Brothers and sisters, 2025, no trial and error. The hand of the Lord is leading you. You are not making mistakes. The hand of the Lord is leading you. You are not misdirected. The hand of the Lord is leading you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look up for me, Psalm 32 verse 8, NLT. Acceleration is by that hand. It takes you from the back and brings you to the front. Takes you from the back and brings you to the front. Listen, I saw this and joy welled up my heart. He said, the Lord says, it's not a man speaking, I will guide you along the best path. The best path. The best path. God is not saying any path. I came to prophesy to somebody. According to the word of the Lord in Psalm 32 verse 8, you are guided along the best path. The best deals. The best opportunities. In the name of Jesus. This afternoon I was with Pastor Tunji Olubayo, and we're just discussing something. And while we're discussing, he said, do you know my second daughter? I said, I don't know her. Because the first one, God miraculously shifted things for that young guy. And now he just started there. Their father said, he was trying to say, I'm not the one sponsoring it to Pastor Mavis. I don't have that money, but things are happening. Then he called, he said, she's in the U.S. right now. She's supposed to be paying so $1,000 every year. And when he did that, I said, wow, that's serious. I think he said about $60,000 for the school fees. And he said, when they were doing the final interview, the white guys called and said, these other people you are doing interview with, we have stopped that scholarship. We don't do it again. You were the last person. So don't even discuss it where they are, because we have closed it. So that they will not start begging and talking. And then we don't want to hear that again. She became the last person that the school took, because God led in the best path. God knew that this man would not be able to carry this. It will be too heavy. And he said, Pastor Mavis, I did not pay for anything. All I know is that there's a medical insurance on her. That's all. He said, I didn't pay anything. And this girl is going to be in that school for the next 3 years studying. Kavina Kapaine Anes Kopranada. By the hand of the Lord, I came to announce to somebody, the best part of your career, your business, the best part for your life, the hand of the Lord is moving you in that direction in the name of Jesus. Opportunities that will beat your expectation, receiving in the name of Jesus. He said he will lead you in the best part. Then he says that I will counsel. When we get next week Tuesday, I'll be talking about the spirit of counsel. Is that not? Hey, Kabina Kaiba. I will counsel you. You know what it means for God to counsel you? If a human being gives you counsel, you can decide to not do it.
If God gives you counsel, sir, you are made for life. Kabina kai gosata. And God is saying, Mavis, show my people this word. I will advise you. Not only that, I will be watching the whole advice and see that everything will come to pass. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I declare in 2025, you are receiving godly counsel. You are receiving godly counsel. You are receiving godly counsel in the name of Jesus. In Isaiah 49 verse 16, he said, behold, I have tattooed you in my
God carried tattoo. And I checked the tattoo in the hand of God. M-A-D-I-S. Then on one side is a sign of love. Love you eternally. Kabina kapaidesh.
Somebody listen to me. He said, even though my father or my mother forsake me, he said, my God has picked me up. He will not forsake me. He said, I have engraved you on the palm of my hand. Tell your neighbor, don't be afraid. Say this 2025, it is settled.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives,
all fear
is gone. Because I know, he holds my future. Shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up, coming up to me. There's no war you will kick up, now you will tear up, coming up to me. There's no shadow you will light up.
Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. How? He said, thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemies in pieces. Exodus 15:6. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. Cancer is enemy. Somebody say, dashed in pieces. I can't hear you. I say, shout it, dashed in pieces. Ulcer is enemy, dashed in pieces. Delay is enemy, dashed in pieces. Failure is enemy, dashed in pieces. Unfruitfulness is enemy, dashed in pieces. Poverty is enemy, dashed in pieces. Fear is enemy, dashed in pieces. Somebody shout, dashed in pieces. That is the hand that carried Ezekiel. That hand, Kebalaya. The Egyptians saw it, and the Bible says the hand was heavy on the Egyptians.
o gba wole won lori won fe ku danu o gba wole mi lori mo de nfo kaya panama na kapai e pa 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 did you hear that? He put his hand on my head and I am flying. He put the same hand on my enemy and they are about to die. Akapapai de no shop. This hand of God will do you well. This hand of God will do you good. This hand of God will turn things around. This hand of God will reshape your life. In the name of Jesus. One person encountered the hand of the Lord and was begging. The Bible says that they carried the Ark of the Covenant into the place where what's his name again? What's the name of this guy again? This idol. No. The idol. Dagon. And they moved it there. The Bible says that Dagon fell the first time. They now help Dagon. You carry me when some carry their God. You feed me love when some feed their God. Raised Dagon again, and as soon as Dagon stood up, he tried to put his eye face to face with this God, and Dagon said, "Gah." Then the head of Dagon broke. He dashed the enemies in pieces. The Bible says the hand of God became so mighty on the Philistines, then all of them started having boil. The hand that came upon me and changed my life started giving them boil everywhere. This same hand that is turning your life around, every voice, every hand, every sickness, every disease, today is squashing that cancer, squashing that lump, squashing that pain, squashing that disease. By the hand of the Lord, they disappear in the name of Jesus.
Sit up a little bit, because the way it's doing me like this now. Let's, if we stay on this hand of the Lord, we will not live here. Rakapanemenekopaya. Lebrenimenegosakapaya. Avila manakapapapapapapapapapapash. The hand of the Lord upon me. Aye, no wonder I said the hand of the Lord is upon me. No wonder Jesus said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He began to do great and mighty things. By this hand that carried Ezekiel. And Ezekiel started doing things he never thought in his life. At the point, he said, "Thou knowest." And God said, "Well, you have said, I know, but I will still use you. You may not know, but since I know, I will use you." I'm going to show you how God's going to use you this year to make things happen. And I prophesy by the hand of God, questions will be coming from left, right, front, and center. We can see God is doing great things in your life. You know, there are times where people ask you, "How are you?" And you have to say, "Fine." There are times where people send you a message and they say, "I hope this meets you well." But there are times people want to send you a message and they say, "I know you are fine." Because they have looked around and everything they see around you is fine. So they can't be asking, "How are you?" So they just say, "Well," instead of saying, "How are you?" "I know you are doing well. I know you are doing well." Some of you, that will be the testimony for you this year. And when they say it, your language will be clear. You just say, "Sure. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." That's your testimony. In the name of Jesus. Let me leave this hand. Go back to Ezekiel 37, because if I stay on this hand, we'll not leave here. We're about to, before we close, let me do something. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the... You know, I told you about the Spirit of the Lord. I say it is that spirit, that authoritative one. That one that when it comes upon a person, you begin to talk like you are not seeing anything. Too much confidence, too much boldness. You are looking at the mountain and you are saying, get out. You are looking at failure and you are saying, fade away. Are you getting what I'm saying here? That the hand carried him. And I said, the hand came upon me and brought me out. The venue, the vehicle that he used is the Spirit of the Lord. No wonder when he got to the valley of dry bones, he just looked at them. What it means for somebody to get to the valley where there are dry bones, everywhere is dry. The first thing, you'll be scared. You'll be afraid. Valley of dry bones, a dark valley. But because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him, the guy wasn't scared. And he said it was full of what? Bones. It doesn't matter how impossible the situation is. It is the hand of the Lord that is leading you. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So he said he was full of bones. Full of what? Bones. These bones you're seeing here can represent, you know, dead opportunities, dead visions. You wrote them in the book. Some of the things some of you wrote in the books, they will have life this year. Ah, you don't understand what I'm saying. Some of you have written, vision 2030. And God looked at you. He now laughed. See this one. See this one. Better know 2025. What you thought would take 5 years, it can come speedily. And I said that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Valley full of bones, representing maybe dead dreams, dead visions, dead opportunities. Bones lying there, families that are nearly dying, body parts that are weak and almost dead. He said the valley was full of what? Dead bones. Move on. Let's go. I want to hit verse 4, but let's do this first. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. If Ezekiel passed by them by himself, he will faint. But he caused me to pass by them. In other words, it's not me. He caused me to pass. That is how he will cause you to pass through the valley of the shadow of death. And you will fear no evil. They will look at you and they will say, ah, it affected everybody. What did you do? Somebody, that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. He caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and indeed they were very, emphasis, very many, very dry. Just to show you. Because there are times where you say, it cannot happen again. Forget it. I don't think it can happen again. Eh? You don't close a chapter that God has just started. You don't close a book that God has volume 2 for. He said this is the end of the story. When God is still writing volume 2. Are you getting what I'm saying here? He said there were many, there were very many. Verse 3, let's go. Verse 4 is my focus, but let's just read a bit. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Hey, you see, the person asking you question knows all the answers. So anytime you are tempted in your heart to have those kind of questions come, don't be afraid. Turn it back to the person. Turn it back to God and say, God, thou knowest. The thought comes to your heart. Do you think you can get this scholarship? That one will sound like Satan. I say, Ogbeni, shut up. Lord, thou knowest. Are you getting what I'm saying? What if the man eventually changes his mind and doesn't give you the contract again? Shut up. Lord, thou. Always learn to take the devil's mouth out of the discussion and focus on your father. Do you understand what I'm saying here? Yeah, because he's the one that knows everything. And Ezekiel, such a wise man, he said, Lord, thou knowest. Now you are the one that understands these things. Then verse 4, I'll take another pitch here. In very unusual places, God is laying my heart on today. And again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones. Now hold on. The hand of the Lord has carried Ezekiel by the Spirit of the Lord, brought him to the valley full of bones. And Ezekiel had gone around the bones and he has done his analysis of the bones. The situation is very dry and the bones are very many. Then God asked him, can these things live? And he said, you know. So God took on the challenge and he said, but I will still need you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? I'm going to show you how God will need you today. We'll close today. Tomorrow we'll continue.
Are you getting the gist here? Then he said to me, the method with which the bones will live, even though my hand has carried you, even though you are led by the Spirit, because immediately the Spirit begins to move, words needs to flow. Did you get that? Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. It doesn't look like a similar situation. And the Spirit of God began to hover. He carried me by this hand, by the Spirit of the Lord. So the Spirit of the Lord was involved, moving there. Did I tell you that that was the Spirit that moved in Genesis? That is the Spirit that moves things, that makes things happen. So that Spirit has started moving again. But if the Spirit is moving in a year, in the year of the Spirit, believers must learn how to use their words. Write it down. 2025, use your words. I'll show you two kind of words you must use, and you must engage it practically. He said, prophesy to these bones, say to them. How do you expect dry bones to hear? How do you expect a dead situation to hear? Is it true that it has ears? But listen, everything hears the voice of God, because God created all things. Is anybody getting what I'm saying? Cancers hear the voice of God. Delay hears the voice of God. Fear knows the voice of God. Maggots that had become so bad, Lazarus, they heard the voice of God and they unmaggots themselves. Have I told you how that 4 days old, the maggots just, it beat the laws of decadence, natural laws of biology, that after something has happened for a while, it will decay. Decay heard the voice of God and it moved back. The hand of time moved. It went to day 3, day 2, day 1. Then it got to it. After day 1, it will not stop there because it is restoration. Then it will now go refreshed. When they see the Lazarus that died and the Lazarus that came alive, they are different. A woman went for a kidney scan and they saw that the kidney was so bad and terrible and everything. At the end of the day, prayerfully, as prayers were going on and offered, supernaturally, they now said, wait, we have seen these scans. It's not the kind of kidney you are having now. It's like you have not used your kidney at all. When God replaces a body part, he does not give you fairly used. Don't you understand? He gives brand new. So the doctors were contemplating. Then the woman said, that's why it is a miracle. Because if he put what was there before, you guys will say that, oh, maybe the scan did not just show it. But this one, scan or no scan, what you are seeing is not what was there before. Something there now has shifted. That is why it is a what? Miracle. That is how God will touch certain things in your life this year. And everyone will know that it is a miracle. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Many people do not know that the next level of their life is at the mercy of their confession. Ezekiel had to speak. 2025, you have to speak. What brought about the speedy transformation so that all the dead and dry bones, flesh came? He said, prophesy to these bones and say to them, oh dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. In other words, you would say 2025, hear the word of the Lord. My documents, hear the word of the Lord. My body parts, hear the word of the Lord. My finances, hear the word of the Lord. My career, hear the word of the Lord. My family, hear the word of the Lord. You have one sibling that is like a black sheep, stubborn, hard, and difficult. You say, hear the word of the Lord. So the key to turning things around here is the word of the Lord. So he said, prophesy. If you look at the next verse, go to the next verse, verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live. He said, this is what you will say. Now, what God gave Ezekiel here is not just an ordinary word. This is what we call the Rema word. I would explain how you would use it this year. Are you ready? Let me put on my thing, my teaching cap a little bit and teach you a few things before we close. So you must understand that words are essential for acceleration. When the wind of the Spirit begins to blow, the direction that it blows to is the direction of the word. As the wind of the Spirit is going to blow here, you will see it at the end of the day, because how these bones came alive was by the wind of the Spirit. But it will follow the direction of the word. Now, there are two kinds of words that you can speak in 2025. Two kinds of words. Number one, write it down. Number one, you're going to speak number one, are you ready? You're going to speak the right words. Write it down. The right words. The right words. The right words. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6. He said, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer. A slow answer turns away wrath. Right words are forceful. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hold on to the things I'm sharing with you tonight. I have preached a little bit. Let me teach so that light will come. How many of you like understanding? Good. Good. Proverbs chapter 12 verse 18 says, speaking rashly is like a piercing sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. So in 2025, you must learn to speak the right words. I don't die, oh, no. I don't finish, no. You know those words that you speak, they are not the word of God, but they are not right words. There's a difference between right words and the word of God. Are we here together? So you must be able to understand that right words, they must come from you. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You look at your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your sibling, and you say, you are finished. God, these are not the right words. Those kind of words must not proceed from the mouth of a believer. Because the Bible says life and death, they are in the power of the tongue. So in 2025, if you want to get results, because when the Spirit begins to move, words are powerful. Words are powerful. He said we understand that the whole worlds, the aeons, they were created by the word of God. So that the things that we see now, they did not come from the things that existed before. They came out by the word of God. The reason many believers, your words carry no value, is because you speak too many negative words. If God allows all the negative words to come to pass that you are speaking, you would have recreated another bad world. And indeed, some people have created a very bad and negative world. And that's why they are living in that world. But you must say to yourself, I refuse to live in that world. I live in the world of smooth words, right words, beautiful words. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You want to get the best of 2025, from January, start speaking the right words. It's a beautiful day. It's a glorious day. Today is a blessed day. Another person is saying, let's go and hustle again. No, we thrive again. We win again. We rule again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, these words, they are not yet the word of God, but when they come out of your mouth, because life and death also proceeds from the mouth, the tongue, they have effect. My gates are open 24/7. The doors cannot be shut against me. I am going forward. I am getting better. I am breaking limits. I can never be...
Let the devils and the gods of your father's house hear it. If they have kept every other person down, you are the arrowhead that is breaking the limits. I say you are the arrowhead that is breaking the limits. I say you are the arrowhead breaking the limits. In the name of Jesus. Right words are forceful. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 4, it says, a soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit. Wholesome tongue is a tree of life. In other words, do you want life? Speak the right words. If you want life, speak the right words. If you want a good day, say it's going to be a good day. I don't know what to expect today, but whatever I see, I'll take it like that. No, use your words to chart the course of your day. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Use your words to direct the day and say, this is how today is going to be. This is how it is going to be, and I have said it, and that is how it will be. Say it like that. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Right words. Someone say right words. Look at your neighbor, say, neighbor, say the right words every time, regardless of the situation. Look at me. Sometimes you're forced to say something negative, but guess what? Learn to counsel it. Counsel it rather. Now, I saw something. I've seen things severally in court. When a counsel says something and he says it to the judge, and the judge is asking, counsel, did you just say this? Are you saying to take note of what you have said? Then the counsel thinks about what he has said again. Most of the times, he has the power at that moment, before the judge will write it down, to say, I retract my statement. And the judge will say, okay, counsel. You know why? Because anything you say, I will write. When they came to Jesus Christ when he was going to die, and they wrote, King of the Jews. Jesus said, what did they write? King of the Jews. Ah, leave it like that. King, Gabi, leave it. They didn't call him slave again. They called him king. People that were just arguing before, he calls himself king. He calls himself, when they were writing, they now wrote king. So there's no need to correct them. Just say, leave it there. Let them see the king. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Words are powerful. Don't be tempted to start saying the wrong words. Many believers are not growing beyond a particular level. And in 2025, the reason they cannot see a lot of things is because of words. Sir Isaac Newton, in his law of motion, said something very powerful. He said, a body will continue its initial state of rest or uniform motion except it is compelled by an external force that acts upon it. Are we here together now? In other words, this thing will stay where it is until something does what? Acts on it. Words are powerful. Words act on situations. Words act on your body. Words will act on your business. Words will act on your... In fact, something can be said to you now and all of a sudden you will be sad. Did anybody flog you? No. What happened? They said. Then another person comes and they say something else to you. All of a sudden, you're littered up and you're excited. Did they pay money in your account? Not yet. What happened? He just said that I'm smart. Just small word like that that's changed everything. It shows you how powerful words are. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So as Christians, as children of God, we must look into the word of God and see how to use the right words. I'm holding on. I'm going to get to the second part of the word, the kind of word that he used. But I want to teach us something here. Are you learning something? Yes. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 23. He said, he who guides his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from distress. The reason people are distressed is because they don't guide their mouth and their tongue. When you say what you're not supposed to say, you'll be under pressure. When you say the things you're not supposed to be saying, you'll be scared. You'll be afraid. Hey, why did I say it? If I had known. You shouldn't have said it. Are we here together? Please, I want you to do intentionally. Immediately you say something that you feel it is wrong, but you didn't say it very well, retract it and say, no, I didn't mean to say that. Actually, this is what I want to say. Choose your words well. As a Christian, you must learn to start choosing your words rightly. Don't allow everything. The Bible says, don't allow unwholesome words. Let the words that come out of your mouth, they will be seasoned with salt. They will bring grace to the hearers. So somebody comes to you and they sit around you. 5 minutes after, they were once depressed. Then all of a sudden, depression left. Do you know that depression hears words and it can disappear? Just a therapist without the Spirit of God talks to a person and the person comes out of the therapy session and they are smiling and you're wondering what just happened.
even some devils, no matter how bad the devil is, when he hears the right word, things will change first. Maybe later, I'll show you the one that can deal with the later part. That's another dimension of words. Are we getting what I'm sharing tonight? Is it making any sense? In 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10, he said, "For whoever loves life and will see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech." Don't gossip anybody in 2025. Don't backbite anybody in 2025. Keep yourself from all those dirty talks. This person gathers after they finish killing the person. I just told you so that we can pray for her. Pray her word. You don't know what you're talking about. For he who would love life and see good 2025 and see accelerated 2025 and see a successful 2025, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Things are getting better around my space. You say, "Oh, everything is just getting worse." Say, no. Around my own space, it is getting better. Are we here together? Psalm 34, verse 12, it says, "Who is the man who delights in life, who desires to see good days? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from deceitful speech." Now, those of us who use curse words a lot, please change this year. Look at your neighbor, say, "Neighbor, you might not be the one, but pastor said to tell everybody, change this year." Start speaking the right words. You use words, very terrible words. Many times you see people, especially in the name of friendship. I don't have the kind of friends that would call ourselves stupid. I don't have those kind of friends. You know, they are friends that they call stupid, goat, chicken, or dead. Friends. Wow. You should have a friend that looks at you and says, "Your Excellency." Can I tell you the truth? If you and your friends change the way you refer to yourselves and start referring to yourselves in honor, you will carry yourself with honor. There are some things you are doing you will not be able to do again. Friendship will be there, beautiful, nice, but you people will have courage. Part of the reasons why you come so low and behave so wonderfully is because you allow those words. You can't call somebody stupid and expect them, see them act smart. The next thing you see them do, they'll be acting stupid. Get out, Joy. You know, get sense. Then the next time the person puts electric iron, you know, plugs electric iron and puts it on their cheek, and you are wondering why. Because you said they don't get sense. How would the person have sense? Are you getting what I'm saying? It's a joke. It's a joke. Listen, let me tell you. The Bible says something. It said, "Don't come before the church and make a vow and don't pay it and say it is a joke." It said, "The angels will destroy the works of your hand." In other words, angels are waiting for your words to see what to do. Then you carry the word. It says it's a joke. Joke what? The Bible says, "Let not foolish jestings and unwholesome words." How do you put this again? I wish I could get the better translation. All those words, they just come out like that. And you just feel like it's normal now. It's normal now. It's not normal. It's abnormal. Very abnormal. Very abnormal. Don't accept those words around your space. You need to start correcting your friends right now. This is 2025, the year where the Spirit of God is moving. Jesus was speaking, and look at what he said. The words I speak, they are spirit. Then you are now speaking words. They are now what kind of words? Dodo-ish words. Dodo-ish words. Guy, you know, get sense. And the guy is saying, "Oh, forget that." He's excited. They use words to take away all your brain. And you're smiling sheepishly. You should tell the person, "Hey, no, let's not talk like that again." So they do this one. "That pastor Mavis is on the preacher for your head." Yes. It's okay. Let them preach this guy. This is the kind of thing I need. I don't need these rubbish words, dirty words, bad words. Do you know the reason why many people start, all of a sudden, they start chatting dirty by 10, 30, 11 unwholesome words? As soon as you are typing it, go back, delete. And say to yourself, "I'm a child of God. I shouldn't be gisting this kind of gist. I have a glorious night. Thank you. Before the person will say, come back, where are you? Just off your data and sleep. When you wake up tomorrow morning, you say, what happened? You say, oh, I wanted to be careful. I didn't want to cross my boundaries. You see this thing? Life and death. Peter said, the same mouth with which we bless God, is it the same mouth we're using to curse men? He said, no. He said, a stream cannot produce dirty water and good water at the same time. It will have to choose one. And I've made up my mind to speak the right words. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I speak the right words. Say to yourself, I speak the right words. Only right words. Every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. Number two, you speak God's word. The first one is the right word. The second one is God's word. And that's what we're going to wrap up today. Hey, Kamanama Shakapalia. They'll look at you by July, September, August, April, and they'll say a lot of things about you has really changed. And you say, yes, I learned the right things from January. And I started speaking the right words. I started speaking the right words. Nothing dies in my hands. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am blessed. I am blessed. All the nations shall call me blessed. In the name of Jesus. The word of God is the next one that must be in your mouth. God wants his word in your mouth. God cannot do much without his words in your mouth. Now hear this. God needs you as much as you need him. Lord, I need you. God, I need you. Then God is in heaven saying, I need you too. I need you too. What do you need me for? I need you to put my words in your mouth. I cannot act without my words. You know, the devil has made us feel like we're not important in the scheme of things. The devil makes you feel as if you're not, when God is doing something, you're not needed. You're not needed. You are needed. See, you are needed. Because why did the Spirit of God carry Ezekiel and led him out by the Spirit? Does God not know where the dry bones are? Could God not appear to the dry bones and tell all of them, wake up? Why did God have to carry Jesus to the tomb of Lazarus? Would God not have just gone to the tomb of Lazarus? Why the sisters and everybody were crying and just say, okay, since they are crying, your tears will not solve the problem. Open your mouth and speak the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying now?
I don't know what is happening now. Everything is just spotted there. Oh, this Satan. God will show you Pepe.
So you even have mouth to say God will show Satan Pepe. But you don't have mouth to tell the situation, turn around. Moses, God, what will I do? See the Red Sea. We're about to die. We're going to, the Israelites will kill us. And God said, Moses, what is in your mouth? Hand, pick it up and command the Red Sea. And he looked at the Red Sea, raised his staff. Red Sea, give way. That was it. You think God doesn't need you? He needs you. If God must change your family, you are needed. If your life must accelerate, you are needed. A body will not move from Newton's law until something moves it. And the force that moves things in the universe is the word of God. And you must let the word of God be where? In your mouth. In your mouth. Look at your neighbor and say, put the word of God in your mouth. Every time. There's huge power in the word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, it says Jesus upholds all things by the word of his power. In other words, God's power is where? In his word. God's power is where? I can't hear you. God's power is where? Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, it says, for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the dividing of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrows, discerning the thoughts and the intents of the heart. The word of God. Now listen, there are two words that you need to be aware of. Number one is the logos of God, and number two is the rhema of God. The rhema word. Listen attentively. Listen attentively. When you get this, you'll be fine this night. This Hebrews 4, what I just read, is the logos of God. Now, logos of God means the complete word of God, the principles of God, the judgments of God, the ways of God, everything that is codified in scripture, the word of God, the logos of God. But you see, the logos of God is powerful. the logos of God is active, but it's not active in itself. Everything written down in the Bible in my tab cannot do anything. True or false? That's why when you use your Bible as pillow, Satan can still press you and you have a bad night. Hello. That's the logos, but you will still suffer. If I come here and I teach the word of God powerfully, and I teach the logos of God, and you leave the service with the logos of God, yes, you will have to go and put the logos to work. Then the principles that you were taught will now become a miracle. So logos of God, powerful, but they are as potent as the man who has them translated from logos to rhema. The word of God has to jump out of scripture. Are you getting what I'm saying tonight? It's written to everybody, but what is written to everybody cannot change my life. I need something to me. Are you getting what I'm saying? I need something to me. Tell your neighbor, you need something directly to you. And that word that comes to you directly is the Rhema word. If your life will change in 2025, you will need the Rhema word of God. The Rhema word of God is powerful. The Rhema word of God is active. The Rhema word of God changes things. When the Rhema word of God comes, every situation will bow. Jesus was speaking in the book of John, and that's so powerful. When he said, "The words I speak unto you, they are spirit." That's what he's saying. Rhema, the words I speak. Rhema is the spoken word. Rhema is the word given to you for now. Rhema is the word that addresses your situation. You know, sometimes we come to church, and after we're done in service like this, somebody comes around to share testimony and say, "That day pastor was just preaching. As soon as pastor said it, I knew it was for Rhema. Pastor said many things." Then the person said, "There are times people come to visit me in the office and they say, 'Sir, you know, when you were preaching 3 weeks ago, you mentioned something and it was exactly my case.' And when they mentioned it, I can't remember the thing." And I'm like, "I remember the message I preached, but I can't remember saying anything like this." Do you know sometimes I can finish preaching like this and I say those words, then the Holy Spirit gives you another word. I can be speaking right now and address a situation, and the Holy Spirit feeds us at the point of our needs. He knows you need the Rhema word. But child of God, you see, when the logos of God is given to us from scripture, and we are preaching like this from the logos I am preaching, you must not just look out for the principles of scripture. You must also be waiting, sitting up tight. That's why when you're hearing the word of God and you slip off, you can miss everything. You hear the word of God and you're chatting, you lose everything. Whenever the word of God is being preached, you sit like somebody that is ready. "I will stand up on my watch and I will wait to see what he will say to me. I will wait to see what, because he has to say something to my 2025. How did I get this word? It was the Rhema word of God. It came to me. When we started building, I heard the Rhema word of God. Start spending. You will not be stranded. I heard it. I've even done extra more than what is in the architectural building drawing. I've done extra. I heard it." And that's why I said, "Let's start." He said, you removed it. I said, "We removed it." Oh, why? I heard an instruction, a Rhema word. Start spending. Are you getting what I'm saying? Strike when the iron is hot. Strike now. Rhema. Rhema word puts you on motion. When you receive the Rhema word, you start acting. When you receive the Rhema word, you don't keep quiet. You start saying it. You start declaring it in the name of Jesus. You are praying about something and all of a sudden you see the Rhema word. Maybe you are praying about relationship, and as you are praying, the word of God comes to you and God says, "Stop, don't rush. Don't just keep quiet." When I heard God say that to me many years ago, I wrote it down. It was my screensaver. Anytime I see it, "Stop, don't rush. Stop, don't rush." You keep Rhema word in your mouth. It is active. Anytime I am tempted and I see a very fine babe and I'm tempted to start saying something, I say, "Stop, don't rush. Stop, don't rush." So the Rhema word begins to control me. The day that Rhema word will expire, God will give me another word. And I will hear, "It is time." And from that time, "It is time," my eyes will now be open to behold. You know what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So you must be able to take hold of the Rhema word. That's what you will. As I'm speaking right now, some of you will hear a lot of things, and Rhema word comes in different forms. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Sometimes you sit down like this and you are worshiping, you can hear a Rhema word. Sometimes you are praying, then all of a sudden a scripture comes to your mind, then a particular phrase stands out. There are many times in morning prayer you just realize that I caught a rhema word, and I will stay on that word. Everybody wonder why, pastor, you know, I'm not changing. No, hey, day by day they kept coming to help him. Hey, day, and I will stay. When you get the rhema word, you stay on it, because it is active, it is potent, and that's where your manifestation lies. This is 2025. Learn what I have shared with you today. Don't allow any devil take it out of your mouth. Sometimes you are confessing a rhema word and you're not seeing any manifestation. Don't stop confessing it. Keep saying that word. Hold on to it. Declare it again and again. The devil is saying you've not seen anything. Tell the devil, shut up. The word is for an appointed time. Though it tarries, I will wait for it. It will come to pass. God said it. I believe it. That settles it. Rise up on your feet. Your word is here. This Accelerate 2025, your word is here. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy to somebody under the sound of my voice, the word for your lifting, the word for your change of levels, the word that will bring joy overflowing to your life. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hey, preaching like this, somebody says, I am healed already. Yes, I am healed. Some people, the growth is still there, and they're saying it has dried up. Hey, Kababa, I heard the voice telling me it has dried up. Some people say, I heard the voice telling me, don't look at it. Don't look at it. It looks like it's there. You say, don't look at it. And guess what? That's a rhema word. So you say, I'm not looking at it. I'm not looking at it. For the things that we see now are temporal. The things that we can, more words will begin to flow. All of a sudden, boldness will come. All of a sudden, confidence. Before you know it, the growth dries. The fear fades because you receive the rhema word. Don't forget this teaching. The rhema word is the word for now. The rhema word is spirit, so it is self-activated. The rhema word actualizes itself because God has said it. He just wants to put it in your mouth and keep it in your mouth until you see the full manifestation. Lift up your hands and begin to bless God tonight and say, thank you, Jesus. Just begin to bless him tonight and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Maleko somberia badana manama shaika. Virako seneketele boshkapai de ruana kakakakakakash. Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words in back. Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. In other words, the rhema word I received, I said it. Just say what you have heard. What have you heard about your family? What have you heard about your career? What have you heard about your marital destiny? You heard God say, I will give you a good man, and you keep quiet. You should paste it everywhere around your room and be seeing it every day. Every day, every day. You are going around and you are looking at it. Hey, kabababa. God said to you, I will make you a billionaire in 5 years. Write it down and be moving around. In 2 years, if he says this year, write it and be moving around. Keep saying it. I receive it. I'm a billionaire because God says it. I'm a billionaire because God says it. I prophesy to you tonight, every word of God that you received and all of a sudden you have forgotten. Rhema words that are still potent in your life. They have not achieved their purpose, but you have kept quiet and you have not been confessing and declaring it. I declare right now, by the Spirit of God, they are activated in the name of Jesus. God begins to remind you of the things he has told you again in the name of Jesus. In Accelerate, one of the benefits of this program for you is that you start remembering the things God has said to you. You put it in your mouth this year and you see the results this year in the name of Jesus. The word of God, as you speak it, you start seeing results, and Jesus alone is glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Put your hands together, celebrate Jesus.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, Stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.